This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Say hello to the new Nicki Minaj, Nicki Petty. The rapper changed her Twitter name to Mrs. Petty, which implied that she married her beau, Kenneth Zoo Petty. The online name change only added to the speculation that the couple tied the knot. Nicki and Kenneth got a marriage license in Beverly Hills in July, so they had 90 days to get hitched. Congrats! We think. Kylie Jenner was in Europe celebrating her 22nd birthday along with her rapper boyfriend Travis Scott. They were spotted in Cannes, France, showing off their best dance moves during lunch at a beachfront restaurant. The couple shared an intimate grind session in the middle of the eatery before engaging in some salsa dancing. I wonder if those trying to eat were in sicko mode. Sorry. Brody Jenner seems to be quickly getting over ex Caitlyn Carter. The Hill's New Beginning star was seen kissing Josie Canseco in LA after his show with his new band AHZ. Jenner and Carter announced their split at the beginning of this month. Carter made headlines after she was photographed kissing Miley Cyrus, and now they're definitely a couple. My head's spinning. Felony charges against Chris Brown were dropped 1 year after the singer was arrested following a concert in West Palm Beach, Florida, for an outstanding felony battery charge related to an attack at a nightclub in Tampa in 2017. The singer was accused of punching the club's photographer who was taking pictures of Brown after he'd been told not to. Yep, Chris dodged another bullet. AGT host Simon Cowell has gone vegan and lost 20 pounds. Yep, he said that the diet change has been good for him. "You feel better," he said. "My memory's better. I feel better, so I didn't find it difficult. I can still drink beer, so I'm happy. I used to be an 8, and now I'm an 11. "Really?" "No, Simon. I think an 8 is pushing it." Jamie Foxx is helping out singer and model Cella Babe with her career as the pair was spotted leaving LA club Bootsy Bellows. Foxx has been moonlighting as a record producer and Babe is his newest artist. In recent months, she's posted multiple photos with Foxx to Instagram, captioning, "Thank you so much at I am Jamie Foxx for believing in me." Sly Foxx. Billie Eilish has taken over the top spot of the U.S. pop chart as Bad Guy rises from number 2 after spending 9 weeks at the runner-up spot. She finally unseated Lil Nas X's Old Town Road, which had topped the chart for a record-breaking 19 weeks. When X heard the news, he tweeted, "Congratulations to Billie Eilish. You deserve this." Wow, classy guy. With a $21 million opening, Universal's Good Boys has done something that's becoming rare. Not only is it the first original R-rated comedy in 3 years to top the box office, it's also only the second original film of any kind to open to number one this year. Good Boys joins Night School, Ride Along 2, and Girls Trip as mid-budget comedies that have actually made money. Sheesh. David Schwimmer's lookalike has been sent to jail. A UK judge sentenced his doppelganger, Abdullah Husseini, to 9 months in prison for committing theft and fraud. Back in October, police in England shared a CCTV image of a man who had used a stolen bank card to make fraudulent purchases, and the internet exploded, saying it was Schwimmer. You can't make this shit up. The relationship between Deborah Messing and Megan Mullally is crumbling. Yep. For months, there have been rumors that the Will and Grace stars are feuding. Now, the women no longer follow each other on Instagram, yet both still follow co-stars Sean Hayes and Eric McCormick. The upcoming season will be the reboot's last, and we hear that their frosty relationship is at the root of it. There are 3 new daytime shows launching in September. Former Today anchor Tamron Hall is hosting a talk show for ABC. Kelly Clarkson will do a talk variety format for NBC. And Meredith Vieira will host game show 25 Words or Less for Fox. Jerry Springer is also back, this time in a court show dubbed Judge Jerry. Judge Jerry? Good Lord. Ronda Rousey was injured on the set of Fox's first responder drama series 911, nearly severing a finger while shooting a scene. The Olympic judo medalist, former UFC champion, and current WWE star didn't break character, finishing the shot before going to a local hospital where she learned she broke two fingers on her left hand. So did they actually have to call 911? The sex crimes trial of Harvey Weinstein won't start on September 9th in New York now, after prosecutors said they're seeking a new indictment of the fallen movie mogul. They want to re-present their case to a new grand jury to include the testimony of a woman who claims Weinstein raped her at her apartment in the winter of 1993-94. Man, that scumbag sure got around. Alleged. Has been. Heather Locklear has been ordered to another treatment program. The actress, 57, pleaded no contest to 8 misdemeanor charges, including 5 counts of battery on a peace officer, 1 count of battery on emergency personnel, and 2 counts of resisting arrest. Locklear also received 3 years of informal probation. If she fails, she'll be sent to jail. Oh, behave. The trash bin. Lindsay Crisley claims her father, Todd, threatened to release a sex tape of her, and she's extremely hurt and frustrated with him. 1 month before Crisley Knows Best's Todd Crisley, 50, was indicted on federal tax evasion and wire fraud charges, Lindsay accused him and her brother, Chase, of threatening to release her sex tape unless she lied to the feds. Nice family.
The news wrap-up.
Apple is spending $6 billion on original shows and trying to beat Disney Plus to market. In other Apple news, we're expecting an announcement on September 10th about the next iPhone. Facebook is hiring actual experienced journalists to curate its news tab. In other Facebook news, they're giving users a way to wipe their app and website history, which would affect how well it can target ads. Good for you, bad for Facebook. Wah, wah.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Angel Has Fallen is the new number one film.
The number one album.
Lover by Taylor Swift is the brand new number one album.
The number one app.
Of course, it's still Minecraft.
The number one book.
Delia Owens' Where the Crawdads Sing is the best-selling fiction book.
22-year-old Normani recently opened up about her struggles with race and identity as a part of Fifth Harmony. As the only black member of the group, Normani felt alone when she dealt with a lot of her experiences. At one time in 2016, Camila Cabello had to ask her fans to stop cyberbullying Normani. The fans believed she was shading Cabello in a Facebook Live interview, and they began to attack her. Normani received death threats, messages with racial slurs, and pictures of lynchings on her social media pages. Her mental health suffered as a result, and she began to question her talent. Well, 3 years later, Normani has a successful solo career, and she has many more fans than she did back in the Fifth Harmony days. Here's Normani with the song of the week, Motivation. Normani with the song of the week, Motivation. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.